Welcome to the maiden voyage of the Launchpad, a podcast devoted to tips on starting a career in entertainment. I'm Greg Bolden, and I'll be interviewing actors, singers, dancers, models, and others in the entertainment industry to learn the tricks to how they got where they are today. And we have a fun first guest for the podcast, as I'm going to be speaking with Chingun Sergelin from All That on Nickelodeon. Chingun, welcome to the Launchpad.
What's good? How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am doing amazing.
I'm so glad to hear it. So for those people who are out there who maybe aren't familiar with All That, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the show and what it is that you guys do on the show?
All right, so All That, the one I'm currently on is a reboot of the original All That that aired in 1994 to 2006. So what we do is, our show is a sketch show, so it's not like there's no certain plot or storyline to it, but we just do random sketches about like restaurants or whatever, right?
Right.
And, you know, we just have fun on set and do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the original version was like one of Nickelodeon's first big hit shows, and
yeah, for sure.
Launched the careers of several prominent comedians.
Yeah, like Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell, Amanda Bynes, Josh Server, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it's very exciting that they've decided to relaunch, to reboot this, and thrilling that you're a member of that. How did that all come about? How did you end up getting cast on All That?
So I auditioned like everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a really long audition process. I had like six or seven auditions. So first it was the audition, then the callback, then the producer's work session, and then the final test. And that test was huge. It was a big deal. We did it at Paramount Studios. The president of Nickelodeon, Brian Robbins, he's also the creator of the original show. He was there. And yeah, it was a long audition process, but it's definitely worth it.
That had to have been a little bit nerve-wracking, I would think, to be auditioning for the president of Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. I got really nervous, really, really bad. Like, my mom could tell you, I got so nervous. My legs were shaking.
I love it. Well, but it worked out. Apparently, they couldn't tell that you were that nervous because you were part of the cast. And it's not that big of a cast. What is there? What, six, eight of you? Something like that?
There is eight of us.
Nice. And I was fortunate enough earlier this year, you were so sweet to let me come and watch a taping of the show.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And it just feels like the cast is very tight-knit, that you guys get along really well.
Oh, for sure.
That's nice. It seemed like a very warm environment that there were.
Oh, yeah. No, we all love each other, and we just love each other to death, and we all wish the best for each other.
And I think people might be surprised in seeing a taping, like how many people are involved. Okay, so there's the cast members, but there's also, you know, the writers.
The crew.
And
the directors. And the producers.
There was just such a large number of people who are around that day that I think probably people don't understand, like, what a village it takes to put on a full TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all super thankful for all of our crew. They do wonders for our show. Like, all the special effects and makeup and costumes, they do wonders.
And the fact that it is it's essentially a kids show. What is the age range of the cast members on your show?
So the age for the cast members, so it goes from, I believe, 12 to 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you're one of the younger cast members, right? Are you 13?
I'm 14, actually.
14. Oh, so sorry. Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
All good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm not in the middle. Like I'm towards the younger people, but like I'm sort of in the middle.
Cool. And what does the future look like for the show? You guys have completed a full season.
We have, yeah. We did not finish our last two episodes due to the coronavirus, which is very sad, but
yes,
it happens, right? But for the future, we haven't heard anything specifically, but you know, once the news gets out, you'll know, right?
All right, good. So we're waiting to see whether you get picked up for a second season, but it was a long first season.
Yeah, we had our original 13, then we got another 13, and then we got a 10. So that is a total of 36 episodes, if my math is correct.
Yes, I believe that your math is correct.
Great math.
And if you figure that there's like multiple sketches and you're playing a different character in each sketch, that's a lot of work throughout a year to create that many different characters and do that many different scenes.
Yeah.
You could be playing any different age. When the day that I was watching, you know, some of you guys were playing senior citizens. It's quite a range of things that you guys are asked to do.
Yeah, you know, I've played baby on the show. I've played devil or demon on the show.
Well, that wasn't much of a stretch for you, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, so you've played a baby and a demon.
Oh, and then we have like a whole bunch of people, you know, but like I'm not like one of the strongest impression or like accent people on the show, but for example, like Ryan or Gabby, like Ryan does amazing impressions and accents. Like, wow, he's just amazing, right? And then Lex does amazing impressions, and Gabby did amazing with like she does amazing with Beyonce, and Cardi B, she did really good with Cardi B.
Well, it's nice that you guys each have your own specialties and the things that you're working on. So we're waiting to find out about a next season on all that. Are there other things that you're looking forward to, and other things that you can see on the horizon?
I don't see anything. So, I mean, I want to be in a feature film. That's like that's a good goal for me. But for now, the show, I'm, you know, focusing on that because it's my job, right? And then also, you know, just focusing on the show and making sure that I'm doing the best work that I can do for myself. But feature films and other TV shows would be amazing.
So you're a young performer. When did you know that you wanted to be an actor? How old were you, and what happened that made you think, this is it, this is what I want to be?
So I think even when I was a little kid, I always just loved entertaining people. I always just made people laugh from a very young age. You know, my mom would tell me stories of how we would walk through stores and malls, and I would just talk to random people, you know. Which isn't very good, but yeah, I did, right? But I always knew I wanted to be an entertainer. I just didn't know. I was like watching TV one day. I was like, man, I could do that, right? And so here I am doing it.
And yes, you are. That's great. It's a great testament to believing in yourself and following your passion.
Yeah.
That's great.
For sure.
Well, and it's nice too that you have supportive parents. I mean, a lot of young performers.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, don't always have that, but your folks have been very supportive, and that's, I'm sure that must be a huge, huge help.
I'm so thankful for them, yeah.
Yeah, good. So we talked about like barriers other people might face and like not having the support and whatnot. What would you say are some barriers that you have faced along the way in getting to where you are now?
Yeah, a big one is rejection.
Sure.
Like, as an actor, no matter who you are, right? You're always, I mean, unless you're like Dwayne Johnson or like Kevin Hart, but like most people aren't gonna automatically book a show. I was very lucky that I booked one very on in my acting career. And, you know, some people like Jordan Fisher, I think, took him 10 years just to book a TV show. Rejection is like, you're gonna go on auditions and auditions and auditions, right? And you know, you're not going to get all of them, right? But they're going to say no So rejection is a huge one.
But one of the things that I think set you up well so that you were able to do so well on an early audition, because you didn't have a lot of credits to your name before getting onto All That, is the fact that you had really done a lot of the groundwork by being involved in improv troupes and really doing some of that training and studying and some theater work. You know, those kinds of foundations are very important.
Yes, for sure.
I have to imagine that that gave you a big leg up when it came time to be auditioning and making sure that, you know, that you were ready when that opportunity came to go through that door.
I did a lot. I did training for like 2 years at Second City Comedy Place, and I believe this one here in LA, and then Chicago, and then Toronto. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, they have a very well organized and very well based training center. A lot of people like Tina Fey.
Yeah, it's kind of where everybody from Saturday Night Live and a lot of the different sketch comedy shows sort of all came from there. And you were living in Chicago at the time, which is sort of that epicenter of improv comedy. So that was also a nice bonus for you.
Yeah.
So you started at a pretty young age. Do you think that there's advantages to starting an acting career so young?
I do think so, because when you're younger, a challenge for like younger kids is they're not exactly like exposed to a lot of rejection, but you know, being in the acting industry, you have to be, right? But some benefits that are that like a lot of people just behind your back, always going to support you no matter what. And then another thing is like, if you are on a TV show and you're a child actor, the sets I've heard are a lot less toxic or a lot, they're a lot less like, how do I explain this? Like, I can't think of the words, like on the tip of my tongue, it's like, ah, but like some of my makeup people, they told us like, oh, like on adult shows where no kids, it's a lot more serious and it's not as much fun as it is on a kids TV show.
Yeah, no, the environment when I was there that day just seemed like so much fun, and everybody, it really felt like everybody got along well. I know that there is pressure, but it seemed like they were creating as much of a pressure-free zone as you can when we're talking about television, which is a multi-million dollar industry. There's a lot of money riding on each show, each person's job, what they do. But it just seemed like such a welcoming, fun environment. And I didn't see anybody who didn't look like they were having fun, whatever job it was that they were doing on the set that day.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are maybe some of the benefits. Do you think that there's challenges that come with starting out a career as a kid?
Yeah. So definitely, the rejection being part of it, like as an adult, you're more open to rejection. Right. As like job offers. Right. But as a kid, you know, you're not exactly, I mean, you're like having like, mommy, I want this way. And then the mom could say no. Right. But that's like about it. Another challenge is that, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess you wouldn't have as much experience as an adult might have. But other than that, because you wouldn't be auditioning for the same role, obviously. But
sure. Do you feel like there's things that you've given up by pursuing this career early? I mean, are there things that you think you've missed out on?
Yeah, like public school is one of them. I quit public school to go to an independent school, which is the big one, you know, being social with friends, right, in this business. You won't have a lot of friends that you know from school, but you would make a lot of friends through auditions and just being on a TV show, obviously. I'm very close with the cast members.
Well, I remember, I mean, we're talking about you starting as a career. I remember you from one of the early things that you did as a performer. I think you were 9 years old when I met you.
Yeah.
So that was 4 years ago, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, 4 years isn't a lot, but four or 5 years. Yes. Yeah. So but as a portion of your life, that's a big portion of your life. I've known you for a large percentage of your life.
Yeah.
So I met you when you came to the launch showcase.
Yes.
And it was so clear at that time that you were just, there was a light to you. There's such enthusiasm behind you.
Thank you.
You totally stood out at that event.
Thank you.
You're welcome for being like just this ray of sunshine. And I think you do have, you talk about going through malls and making people laugh. You had that same sort of energy then. There was always a smile on your face, always open. And your mom was with you, and she's delightful, and asked lots of questions. And it was just, I think everybody knew that you had big things ahead of you when we met you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Absolutely. How do you feel like that experience attending the launch showcase helped you to, or help prepare you for where you are today and the things that you're doing now?
Confidence was a big one because I performed in front of a whole bunch of people and I was nervous. But then after that, I just had a huge confidence boost, which was definitely helpful, given that I had a lot of confidence to begin with, right? But it gave me a whole, like a ton more confidence in myself. And it got me an agent, my very first agent, great talent. They were very helpful for me, and I'm very thankful for them.
So I think that there is a lot to be said for kind of the way you know you can do something is by just jumping in and doing it. I mean, the fact that you were out there and got up on stage. I mean, I think so much of the time you don't know if you can do something until you're just forced to do it. Get up on that stage and perform, and then you realize, oh yeah, I thought I had it in me, and I do have it in me. I think there's so many people who like just don't have the confidence or faith in themselves to put themselves out there. And so they don't. And by not doing that, they never get, you know, they never get that affirmation, or they never realize what they're capable of until they just give themselves a chance and do it.
Yeah.
I want you, as a newly minted 14-year-old, I wouldn't have asked you this question at 13. You're 14. I feel like I can ask you, what's maybe a life lesson that you have learned along the way on this path towards getting to where you are now that you're a cast member on a hit TV show?
Big question. This is about to sound really, really corny.
I love corny. I'm a big fan of corn.
Being yourself, you know, casting directors and like pretty much everyone in the entertainment industry can smell a phony from a mile away, right?
Right.
They could just tell you're putting on a show and you're not being yourself. But as soon as you're being yourself, everyone has a certain glow about them that you're just unbeatable and you're unstoppable. When you're truly being yourself and, you know, all of us in the show are doing just that.
I love it. I think that's really great advice. So much of the time we're always trying to be what we think other people want us to be. And the best thing we can be is to be ourselves, because trying to be somebody else, that other person's already doing that. You go do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I think that's good advice. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think too, especially with casting and to be able to present that person that you are when you're with your friends, that person that you are when you're with the people you're most comfortable with, that's when casting directors really notice you, and that's when audiences really notice you, is when you get a glimpse into what a person's like when their guard is down and they're with the people that they love and trust.
For sure.
Shingun, such a pleasure chatting with you. I hope I get the chance to see you again soon.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yay. And thanks everybody for tuning in and listening in on our first episode. I want to also give a shout out to Molly Beaver, a former Launch Showcase participant who recorded the song that we used a little snippet for at the beginning and the end of the podcast. You can check out Molly Beaver's work on iTunes for more songs from her, another young performer that we met at the Launch Showcase. Hope to see you guys at the Launch Showcase. And Shingun, hope that you'll be back in production soon. And we look forward to chatting with you more in the future.
Thank you. Same here.
You bet. Have a great day.
Waste no time.